This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our bonus content like videos with Mauro Gatti, founder of The Happy Broadcast, and our exclusive bonus segment, Awesome Animal of the Week. Scientists discover that whales store huge amounts of CO2. Scientific research now indicates more clearly than ever that our carbon footprint, the release of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere where it contributes to global warming through the so-called greenhouse effect, now threatens our ecosystems and our way of life. The carbon capture potential of whales is truly startling. Whales accumulate carbon in their bodies during their long lives. One whale is worth thousands of trees. When they die, they sink to the bottom of the ocean. Each great whale sequesters 33 tons of CO2 on average, taking that carbon out of the atmosphere for centuries. A tree, meanwhile, absorbs only up to 48 pounds of CO2 a year. Also, wherever whales are found, so are populations of some of the smallest phytoplankton. These microscopic creatures not only contribute at least 50% of all oxygen to our atmosphere, they do so by capturing about 37 billion metric tons of CO2, an estimated 40% of all CO2 produced. Letters and shapes become visible with new sight-restoring technology. A former science teacher is once again able to see letters and the edges of objects after being blind for 16 years. Berna Gomez regained this ability with the use of a visual prosthesis, which includes a camera and a brain implant. After 6 months of living with the implant, Ms. Gomez experienced no health complications and no disruptions to her brain activity. A study about this new technological development was published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. One of the lead researchers, Eduardo Fernandez of Miguel Hernandez University, said that these results are very exciting because they demonstrate both safety and efficacy. "We have taken a significant step forward, showing the potential of these types of devices to restore functional vision for people who have lost their vision. This camera and implant combination could one day potentially restore vision to approximately 148 million people around the world who have had the link between their eyes and brain severed due to conditions such as glaucoma or optic nerve atrophy." A kit made from recycled coffee bean waste is being trialled by an English soccer team. Green energy entrepreneur Dale Vince owns the Forest Green Rovers. FIFA have recognised them as being the world's greenest football team, which makes sense given that all of their matchday food is vegan, the pitch at their innocent new lawn ground is organic and is maintained by electric lawnmowers and recycled water. Vince has been the chairman of the team since 2011 and has made sustainability one of the priorities of the club. At the moment, one of the plans he has is to make the team bus fully electric. According to Vince, the shirts the players wear could give them a competitive advantage, as lab tests show them to be lighter and more breathable. The hope is that this will also raise awareness about waste within the clothing industry. Vince said these shirts are more sustainable because while bamboo is renewable and you can grow more, coffee is a waste product and the shirts will be completely recycled. "We have to improve the ethics of clothing manufacture and the sustainability of the materials, and we have to use less, so we are only changing one of our three kits each year." And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Eleanor Laloux, who is the city council member in the northern French town of Arras. She is the first and only person so far with Down syndrome to be elected to public office in France. Laloux has become a household name in Arras and often gets congratulated for her dedication by locals. Laloux said, "I'm a very committed and dynamic person and I like to be out working with people. I want to fulfil my mandate, be happy and make other people happy. I love what I do." Lalu is now in her second year out of six in office and is helping to change people's minds about what it is like to live with a disability and what she and others like her are capable of. Lalu acts as a spokesperson for Les Amis de Léonore, a group that works with parents of children with Down syndrome, and is also on the board of Down Up, a non-profit launched by her father, which seeks more recognition of those with intellectual disabilities. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Head Stuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, why not give the CineStream Club a go? A film podcast where Trevor Brown and regular cine streamers Edwin Salmon and Andrea Farrell watch movies that mean a lot to people and put them to the test to see if they deserve a place in the coveted CineStream vault.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Ed.
And I'm Andrea.
And we are
the CineStream Club,
where we take a movie
that society deems a classic
and put it to the CineStream test,
where we ask all the tough questions like,
does this movie make any sense?
Why isn't Tom Hanks in this movie?
How many sandwiches are in this film?
What kind of watches are people wearing?
Was that sex scene really necessary, says my mother?
What trivia does Trev know in Trev's Trivia?
What trivia do I know in Trev's Trivia?
That's what I said.
Okay.
All these questions and more will be answered every fortnight in the CineStream Club.
Available from wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Do you tend to let the rooms in your house pile up with clutter? It's easy to tell ourselves that we're living in organized chaos. But according to psychological research, there is a correlation between clutter and stress. Housekeeping is shown to have a very beneficial impact on our mental health. Apparently, a study in the scientific journal Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin measured the way that 60 women spoke about their homes and found that the women who described their homes as cluttered were more likely to experience depression and fatigue when compared with women who described their living spaces as restful. So, do yourself a favour and think about getting cleaning if you're feeling down in your home. It can have a really positive impact on your mental health to be within a restorative environment, and being able to find those missing keys at a moment's notice couldn't hurt either. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 2, 3, 4. Hold it. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.